Yes, it's Sully's left, and left with everybody's best wishes as well. You know, I sat down the first, well, even before we came back pre-season with Neil, and we wanted him to stay on first and foremost as a goalkeeper, and we wanted him to try and give him some sort of an ambassador role within the club as well. Mm. You know, Neil at 43 still wants to play, and we sat down with me and the chairman the other day there and said that something's come up that's really appealing to him. That he feels he can't turn down, so he goes with it. He's been a fantastic servant. You know, I was a teammate of Neil's in Scotland national team as well, so I've seen both sides of it as a manager for a short time and as a player, and he's been a top professional.
Yeah, I was just going to say, a terrific pro when you look at his career and the clubs he's been at and how long he's played for and still want to carry on. It says a lot about him, doesn't it?
Absolutely fantastic and top class. You know, I told Neil that we're looking to bring in a number one, and he totally respected that. You know, and as I said, we wanted to keep him at the club, first and foremost as a player, but give him a role within the club as well that he deserves. Something else has come up, that he's going to let us know exactly what, but he feels it's at his age it's a possibly better opportunity for him to prolong possibly a coaching career as well.
So where does that leave you now?
It leaves us similar situation really. You know, you've got young Johnny Maxted, we're actively looking and to bring in a number one and a younger number two as well. That we can bring on and Paul Gerrard can work with. So if anything did happen to number one, we've got somebody there that's more than capable to come in.
Are we going to start seeing things happen a bit more in the coming days? I know I've spoken to you three times in the last fortnight and probably asked you a similar question, but I suppose I've got to keep asking it. You know, how long before we start seeing more fresh faces coming in, deals actually done?
Yeah, that'll be soon. It's hard to put a timescale on it. Because all I do is shoot myself in the foot in that if it doesn't happen within that time. But we're working ever so hard behind the scenes, and we do want to, how I like to work and how the club is going to work from now on is try and keep any signings until they're actually done, you know, because you can end up with egg in your face sometimes, you know, if you go out and talk about this player and that player and it doesn't come off. There's a lot of work going on, a lot of meetings going on, a lot of conversations going on, and, you know, hopefully soonish, shall I say. We'll get the players in and hopefully some that's going to excite the fans as well.
Are you confident you'll have them before the season starts?
Yeah.
And there's no doubt in your mind when you say that, is there?
No.
I can see that just looking at your body language.
Yeah. No, I'm confident that we can get them in. As I said, we would like to do our work behind closed doors and get things done and get things done in the right way, because you've got to show respect to the people, the players, the agents, the clubs that you're dealing with. And once that's all done properly, you know, we can start announcing a few things, and as I said, hopefully excite the fans as well.
Any movement on the Forrester issue?
Just where we were. You know, we're trying to come to a sensible agreement with Brentford. You know, Harry's somebody that we want here. He's a top quality player at a fantastic age for us as well. You know, I don't think Brentford nor ourselves want necessarily to go to a tribunal. So it's just finding a sensible price at the minute.
I read reports this week that the Duffy deal would be finalised before the Motherwell game. Is that accurate?
We're hopeful on that one as well. You know, fee's been agreed. Mark's done his medical with us as well. So just little bits and pieces of the paperwork and the agent to get sorted, and hopefully we'll have it done. You know, without, as I said, getting too far ahead of ourselves, and hopefully before the Motherwell game, if not next week.
Tell us what he'll bring. I mean, a lot of people will obviously have seen him because he's just been playing up the road, but just from your end, what will he add?
He's a talented boy who's got an edge to him as well. You know, he's had to come through the hard way at Southport and then Morecambe and work his way up. And, you know, we've had the most assists from a wide player last year in League One, and we'll have the second highest in League One as well, albeit in a team that got relegated, you know, so he can create goals. And what we will have then, if the Duffy deal goes through and the Forrester deal goes through, you add Bennett, Coppinger and Cottrell to that. You know, we've got, going forward, we've got fantastic competition for places, but fantastic competition for places with players that are a good age that we can improve and have got a hunger to improve as well.
It will obviously give you great competition in those areas, but is there a plan in your mind to incorporate all of them within one setup? Is that showing us or telling us that you're looking to be flexible next season?
We want to be flexible. You know, the three games we've played, albeit against lesser opposition, that's no disrespect to them, we've played three different systems. You know, we want to, if we have to change systems throughout a game, the players know what they're doing. If we have to change system from game to game, the players know what they're doing. And with the five we're talking about, as in wide players as such, all five of them can play either side. They can play off a front man, they can play in the middle. And what they'll probably not hate me for saying it, but wide players are notoriously inconsistent.
You would say that being a striker, though.
I would, because if they didn't put the ball in the box, I had a right go at them to start off with. But, you know, and they are, you know, and, yeah. But all five of them can come on and make an impact in the game as well. So as in options going forward, if we need to change things throughout the game and nick a goal, you know, we've got some quality there. But we want options and competition all over the pitch, and all the hard work that we're talking about before is going on. You know, we want to have competition in every single position, not just in the wide areas.
Bennett and Brown, you were, of course, able to announce this week as being on new contracts. How important was that?
Yeah, it was, and it was important to get a couple of them through as well, you know, and to stop these guys asking me these questions all the time as well. You know, but Brownie's a player I've admired for a long time, you know, and his hold-up play, he works hard, and the one thing I'm stressing to him at the minute is to get in the box and score goals, and to be fair, it doesn't matter who the opposition is, he's done that pre-season. You know, we feel like every member of the squad's here that we can bring them on and make them better by coaching them and coaching them the right way. Kyle's the same, you know, the last couple of years it's not quite went the way he wanted to. He's an exciting talent. If he needs a kick up his backside, he'll get one. If he needs an arm around the shoulder, he'll get one as well. But we believe with Kyle that there's a lot of potential there. You know, the one thing he's got which we haven't got in the squad at the minute is raw pace, you know, but we need to utilise that in the right way, and to be fair to Kyle, he's buying into what we want from him.
Is that something you're looking to add also then?
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of good players, experienced players, a lot of hard workers with the right attitude. You know, we're just lacking a little bit of pace at the minute, and that's something we're looking to bring in.
Yeah. In terms of your pre-season comments that I've heard and listened to and seen, you've not been totally, over-enthused, I suppose, have you?
No.
For a lot of it?
Only, look, it's early days for the boys, and I've played in teams at pre-season that have lost every game and went on to start the season well and won every game and went on to lose the first few games. So, results-wise, and not to read too much into it, but performance-wise, I want us to be better. You know, and as I keep talking about, raising the bar and setting standards high. You know, and I want them to set standards high. For a majority of all three games, they've been very good and at least tried to take onto the pitch what we've been doing in training. But we've got sloppy at times as well. If we get sloppy in the Championship, we get punished, you know, so we want to make sure early doors that they know exactly what's expected of them.
And you ramp it up, of course, now, don't you, against Motherwell. Is this where you start looking to really shape and mould what you've got?
Absolutely, and it's where the players can now show me, you know, we'll be 3 weeks in, just over 3 weeks, it'll be four games in as well. So they need to start showing myself and my staff that they're really taking on board what we're asking them to do against a lot better opposition. It'll be a good test for us because they're a couple of weeks ahead of us pre-season-wise. They've had more games in us against better opposition, and then they're preparing for a massive European game as well. So it'll be good for us.
Stuart, someone you know well?
Stuart, I've came across a few times, yep. Fiery Scotsman like myself, so it'll be good to see him. You know, he's done wonders there. Fantastic job to get Motherwell into Europe, you know, to the size of the club they are, and the players he can bring in, the players that he's improved, you know, they've done brilliant.
One player who has stood out for his goal scoring so far, though, is Sires, isn't it? He's scored in every game so far.
Yeah.
Is that something you're going to be impressing on him for when the season starts? Keep that going.
Dave's actually a player I tried to sign twice when I was at Oldham. When he first went to Bradford from non-league, and then when he came to Doncaster, you know, he's got that knack for a midfielder or attacking midfielder and getting in the box at the right time. You know, like all of them, he needs work. But, you know, he's, as you said, he's got that knack of scoring goals, which is invaluable.
What about McComb? Did he go for the scan? If so, what was the result?
Jamie's, we're waiting on the result of the scan now. You know, it's an injury he's been carrying for probably 18 months. You know, and to be fair to the kid, he's managed himself magnificently to get through the games that he's played. So waiting the results of the scan. He'll have a chance of playing Saturday as well, depending on the results, you know, because it might be something that he just has to get on with and play through.
What about the trialists that you had? Have you got many left or have they gone?
They were okay. But if we're going to bring trialists in, they have to be better than what they've got. We've still got a few of the younger ones in, which was always the plan with the trialists, to try and beef the development squad up a little bit and get the right players at the right age with the right quality in as well.
And Portugal next week, more than just about golf, isn't it, that? What are you going to be doing out there?
Players won't be playing golf, I tell you that right now. It's good to get away. You know, we're still fairly new as a group to each other. Hopefully we might have a couple of new signings in by then as well. And it's get away for 5 days, get some really hard intensive work into them in the heat, and getting them living in each other's pockets 24/7, because that's what they're going to do for the next 10 months.